We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alex Cora, brought to you by Arbella Insurance and Cumberland Farms.
You're going like this one.
The official of the Red Sox Radio Network. You're not doing this, are
Come
you?
Come on.
Hey, this is our music. This is our music director, Alex.
Songs
changing
on,
songs
based
for
on
you.
What went on the
all night
before.
Long.
Yes, and I know it's an old reference, but it's the best I could do, Alex.
Yeah,
Lionel Richie all night long. That's all I got for you. That's it. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm old. I mean, we're the same age anyway. So what do you want?
Lionel Richie
all night long.
Did you get any sleep last night?
Yes, I did actually.
Wow.
I got 1:30 and got up at 10. Workout, breakfast, walk around, and ready to roll.
Wow, how about that? Impressive.
All right,
let me start with David Price. 5 innings, 73 pitches. Looked pretty good last night. His previous start, 1 1/3, 49 pitches. I watched not last night. I watched the post game this morning with you and with Price and others. And Price was asked the question, physically, how does he feel? And he said, "I'm feeling all right." He didn't say he was feeling great. I'm feeling all right. So why only 5 innings last night, Alex?
Yeah, I mean, he was coming from that short one, and obviously he was coming out of the IL. And we recognize that this is our next 2 weeks are kind of like weird, you know, for club. So it's not that we're resetting stuff, but we're going to take advantage of certain days and take care of guys, obviously. And this is a guy that is very important for us, obviously. You know, there were a lot of innings when he came back. Then he had the short one in Houston, the short one at home. So 5 innings yesterday was like kind of like mapped out. And, you know, he did a good job. And now probably he's going to start on Tuesday against the White Sox. And then he'll start after we come from London. So it's something that we talk about it before the season, where we at with the off days and all that stuff that is coming, you know, that these guys have a lot of innings in their arm, and we have to get them ready for the second part of the season.
All right, so it's kind of unusual because I've seen you do this before early in the season. You're ramping a guy up, but you're a good deal into the season. So you're saying there is no physical issue, because the way he answered the question after the game, it was almost like, you know, I feel all right. Like there was something wrong with him, but nothing really serious. You're saying there's no issue.
Yeah, no, you ask Chris Sale, and he'll say he's all right, and Porcello. That's the grind of the season. That's how it is. And, you know, there's nothing going on, so we'll take care of those guys, and they'll be ready.
So, Alex, you guys won 6 straight there, and to me, I looked at that Baltimore series in particular and saw the add-ons there late, right? 4-2 game, 7-2. Extra inning game, 4-3, 8-3. And last night, it's kind of back to where it was a couple weeks back, right? 1-13 scoring position, a lot of opportunities. Has that been a big difference for you in this last week when you're playing better? Is actually you're swinging it better and adding on?
I think so. You know, that's something that you have to do as a team, you know, put teams away. And for a while there, we didn't do it. Yesterday, we had a lot of chances. We had the lead-off guy on, I think, 6 or 7 times. We didn't score. We had second and third. We won out. We didn't score. We didn't put them in play in certain situations, and you see the result. But overall, since that Texas game, the third game against Texas, I think it was, you know, the at-bats have been better with men in scoring position. We put in the ball in play. Obviously, we're driving the ball out of the ballpark, which is very important. But yesterday, that wasn't the case.
So, Alex, this is purely a selfish question because
most of yours are.
Here's the thing. Like, listen, I know, you know, baseball players are tough and all, but, you know, when a game goes that long, it's just a little ridiculous. So, you know, how do you feel about, you know, changing the rules? Because I know this has been an issue with Rob Manfred, and I know we're going to talk about it today. I'm like, actually, like, capping it. Listen, you can't go any more than 12 innings, or at the 12th inning, do something where it forces the game to end quicker than it would if you go 18 innings. I mean, are you just a purist, and you don't want to see the game change? Are you open to these other ideas?
I mean, I think it will never change, honestly. It's going to stay the same way. But I was part of the WBC in 2017, and we had a game against the Netherlands. And in the 10th inning, I think it was, you put minute, second, and no, you know, the you put the minute, second, start the inning, and that's like the most exciting thing ever, because with one pitch, it changes the game. It was unreal. You know, in the beginning, I was against it, but then when you're part of it, it's like, wow, this is crazy. You know, it's first and second, no outs. I'm sorry. They put runners at first and second, no outs. And then you got to actually, you know, make a decision how you're gonna manage the game. Because, okay, Lou, I'll ask you something. So first and second, no outs in the 11th inning. They bunt the guy over. Boom. Second and third, one out. Where do you play the infield there?
You've been
that
playing
game.
You've
11th been... inning. No, time out. Time out. Because, I put it on you.
Okay.
Second and third, one out.
Tie game.
You know you're going to hit. You know you're going to hit. Wow. Regardless, you know, you like, and you're going to have first and second no outs to start the next inning. How you play the infield? You play back, you're playing in.
I tell you what, I just have a problem playing the infield in second and third. I just always have, you know, man on third, one out.
So what are you doing?
I'm playing back. I'm going to score next inning.
Playing back?
Well, where are we? Who's pitching? Where am I in the order? I mean, you know, I mean, a lot of those things
have a huge role in that. That type of, that's what comes into play with that type of rules.
Yeah.
Like, do you bunt him over? Do you walk the next guy? Do you pitch? I mean, it was unreal. And it went actually more. I think it was 13 innings, and it was amazing, you know. But I don't think that's going to be the case in the big leagues. But it's something they're doing in the minor leagues. And obviously with the pitching and the rosters that they have down there, it's working. But to do it at this level, it's gonna take – if it happens, it's going to take a while.
See, I think by hearing you say that, and then you talk about how exciting it is and how cool it is and how difficult it is to kind of figure out how to do things, that to me is where we should be going. But then on the other hand, I sit there and go, oh, wow, you don't even think it's going to happen. So we shouldn't even talk about it, because it just, you know, the inability to change the rules for the benefit mm-hmm. of the fans is just weird to me.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that they're trying in the minor league level. And obviously, you know, there's people in MLB that are, they're talking about all this stuff. Ownership is talking about it. And, hey, there might be changes in the upcoming, next year or in 2 years and all of that. But I think as of now, that one, I don't see it happening.
I think it might have to happen, though, Alex. And the biggest resistance you get is from the people in baseball, like the pitch clock, with a lot of pitchers who like to have control of that clock. But when it comes to this, there were no fans there at the end. Nobody was watching it on TV. And more importantly, mm-hmm. you went through nine pitchers. So, and the other team went through nine. And it's not like you've got a lot of days off here. I don't know how it helps the game during 162 games. Now, obviously, you can't do it in the postseason. Postseason, we got to play until we get an outcome, right? I get that. Mm. But during the regular season, 162 games, doesn't affect a baseball team when you get, and you've had two of these games now that have gone extra innings in the last week.
Tell me about it. You know, it's for how fun it is to manage at the big league level, there are certain days that, you know, it's tough, and that's part of the job, you know, and try to find who's going to get you out, how are we going to do this, you know, how are we going to find a way with a limited pitcher staff to get 27 outs and then finish with the W, and then all of a sudden, boom, you know, you play whatever, you know, 17 innings, and then you have to think about today, and then you got the off day tomorrow, but you got a game on Friday. It's cool, but it's not cool. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, so, Alex, the last couple of weeks, I felt like, you know, Nate, of all these questions come up, and I saw Dave talking about how the fifth starter is very important. I know you guys have had a hole there for a while. But the other thing, too, is with the history that he's had of what he's going through right now, wouldn't it actually be harder on him physically to maybe try to get up three times in 5 days, pitch out of the bullpen, rather than just knowing he pitches once every 5 days? Is it easier for guys to start in that situation than it is in the bullpen?
No, I mean, it's one of those that everybody's talking about it, obviously, and we do feel he's a starter. And it's kind of like the Stephen Wright thing, you know. Is it better for him to go six innings and come back in 5 days, or if it's better for his knee to go two innings today and two innings in 2 days from now, you know. And I think our medical staff, they've done an outstanding job the last 2 years since I've been here to recognize how are we going to utilize players? As of now, you know, it's hopefully today is the third day he played catch, and we move from there. But whenever we have to make a decision, obviously everybody's going to be involved, and it's going to be first of all, benefit for the player because he's very important. And then, of course, if he's okay with it, it's going to benefit us.
All right, 17th inning, Rosario tries to bunt. You apparently thought that he left with 1 foot completely out of the batter's box. He ends up doubling, and we know what happened from that point on. You were pissed, and then you were pissed at the end of the game. Were your crew giving you information off of a video telling you that the foot was out? Because when we looked at the replay later, obviously he had the heel of the foot was still in the batter's box. I thought you were going to pull a Manny Machado on that umpiring crew last night.
I'm not going to pull a Manny Machado. But, you know, like I said, you know, after the fact, after the inning, you know, you're involved. And you, when you see Eddie trying to bunt, we've seen video before of you know, him stepping out of the box. So, you know, he's done it twice this season, and one of them was a base hit, the other one was a foul ball. So we were prepared for whenever Eddie bunted, we were gonna jump right away and then let the umpire know that he was out of the box. It happened that he wasn't. You know, I saw the replay after the game. You know, I grabbed the phone, called the umpire, say, my fault, man. Sorry to show you up like that. You know, we move on, and then you apologize in front of the media, and you're accountable. You know, it was my mistake that I reacted that way.
Alex, real quick, where are you guys with Steve Pierce? When do you expect him back?
Yesterday, they didn't play yesterday, so he's playing today. Hopefully, he'll play tomorrow. He gets some at-bats, and, you know, if we have to make a decision, you know, we'll talk to him. But, you know, he still needs his at-bats. He hasn't played in a while, so I don't know if he's going to be this weekend or for the White Sox series, but I think he's getting close. You know, he's moving around well. He's doing everything. As far as like baseball activities, the only thing is that he hasn't got so many repetitions on the field.
Time for the Cumberland Farms question of the week for Alex. The question submitted by Dean Cohen of Brookline, Massachusetts. With the All-Star Game fast approaching, which player or players on this year's Red Sox team is most deserving to get the nod to be on this year's All-Star team? Thank you and good luck this season. He doesn't include that you're going to have to leave people out of this, so go ahead.
No, I think, you know, I don't know if I can talk about it. Nobody has said that I cannot, you know, but just looking at the voting, and it's a lot different. Very surprised that Xander is sixth. Very surprised that Rafi is, what, fourth or fifth? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, those two guys have been amazing. They've been great, and especially Xander. I think Xander, you know, with Correa, Hurd, and Lindor, he didn't start the season playing, and you look at the numbers, I think Xander is deserved to be in the All-Star game.
I already hate the system already where they're going to limit it down to three and then everybody's going to vote for the three. But you're right. Suppose Bogaerts, who deserves to be there, look at his numbers, it ends up sixth and he's not in your top three and he deserves to start?
They both do.
I mean, it makes no sense at all. There's the Cumberland Farms question of the week brought to you by Cumberland Farms Farmhouse Blend Iced Coffee. Go to weei.com/manager to submit your question for us to ask Alex Kaur every Wednesday. So you get guys on first and second. You bunt them down second and third. You got one out. And what I do is I walk that guy, load the bases up because we're playing that extra innings now, 10th inning. I play my infield back. And my guy gets a perfect double play and I'm out of the freaking inning. And we move on. Simple. Why couldn't you answer it,
Lou? And then you got first and second the next inning. You bunt him over?
Yeah, your job's easy. Come on, please. Anybody can do yours.
I'll see you guys next week.
All right, Alex. Good. Have a good one. Alex Kaur right here on OMF.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.